It's lights, cameras, action, this week on Totally Patriots, as Romeo and Ashley give you a behind-the-scenes look at how your favorite Patriots shows get made. And coming up, did this running back's fancy footwork on the field get him his nickname? Find out when he stops by for Pat's Chat.
It was actually funny. I got the nickname when I was in high school.
Plus, Jamie Collins' game face is fierce. Watch him lighten up on Tilted.
Candy cane.
And what do the letters X, Y, Z, U, and S have to do with football? Huddle up as we break them all down in Totally Playbook.
Get ready. Totally Patriots coming up next.
Welcome to Totally Patriots, a special edition, if you will. We're doing a little backstage action today, and I want to pretend we know exactly what all this means, actually, where we even are, but we don't.
No idea myself. So normally you guys get to see, like, the kind of glamorous side of football. We're in, like, a dungeon. They told us stand in front of some equipment. And I got wires everywhere.
We should not be touching anything,
Take that
Romeo.
Away from me,
let's,
yeah. I just want to push a button or
no
something.
No wires for you.
Yeah, so we're going to give you guys a little behind-the-scenes look at TV and what goes on here at the field. Meantime, let's get to know James White in today's Audible. Let me just touch it once or something.
Hi, I'm James White, running back for the New England Patriots, number 28. I come from South Florida, sunny South Florida. I went to the University of Wisconsin. I come from a big family. I like to relax with friends, play video games, and dance a little bit sometimes.
Hey.
My games that I like to play, I like to play Madden, NBA 2K, Call of Duty. My biggest rival had to be LeGarrette Blount. We play against each other all the time, so I would definitely have to say I'm better than LeGarrette Blount.
All right, guys, here we are back in action with some ladies and gentlemen from Boston Adventist Dream Academy. That is a mouthful. Help me in welcoming James White, everybody. All right, we're already ready with a question. Front row. Here we go. Stand up, babe.
How did you get the nickname Sweet Feet, and do you like it?
It's actually funny. I got the nickname when I was in high school. We had like a senior skit going on, and one of my creative writing teachers, he just kind of came up with it. It was kind of funny. I kind of didn't like it at first, but then it kind of stuck with me, so I like it now. So
it's your Twitter handle, correct?
It is.
Is that you on Insta too?
Yeah, it is.
We'll have to do some creeping later, everybody.
If you could attend any concert, where would you go?
Any concert? It's tough. I heard the Drake and Future concert has been crazy. The Kanye concerts have been crazy. I'm kind of mad I didn't.
Did you go?
I know, I missed it. I didn't
know about it. A couple of your teammates were there. I saw a few of them.
I didn't figure it out until the day of, so it's kind of, yeah. Yeah, you missed out too.
Yeah.
One next
more
time.
Question? Okay.
All right, so I have a question. So you are a sneakerhead. What is your favorite Jordan? What number and what colorway?
It's tough. I'd probably say the bread ones. They just came out recently too. Ones can go with a lot of stuff, so they fit real nice with jeans. So
Is this an obsession? Like when you wear them out, you get them with the toothbrush when you come.
It used to be like that for me, but now just I wear them, they get messed up. Hey.
Oh man! He's got it like that.
Well,
people,
I didn't say I'm gonna
NFL.
Buy new ones. I said it's over.
All right, guys, let's give a round of applause for James White. Thank you, dear sir.
Coming up on Totally Patriots, Jamie Collins doesn't just catch footballs. Find out what's got him hooked on Tilted.
Mouth like this, you know. I like to stick my fist in my fist mouth.
And later in the show.
Cheer. I blew with this challenge.
James White gives us a peek in Totally Challenge.
Let's go.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
How do you get from Bills quarterback Tyrod Taylor to Patriots defensive end Trey Flowers? Taylor was teammates at Virginia Tech with safety Cam Chancellor, who was on the Seahawks with wide receiver Percy Harvin. Harvin played at Florida for head coach Urban Meyer, who also coached Utah quarterback Alex Smith. Smith is the nephew of John L. Smith, who was the head coach at Arkansas for Patriots defensive end Trey Flowers. And that's your 6 degrees.
Really, Romeo? Our first stop on the tour is the green room? Come on.
I mean, I always walk by it. It just looks cool. I don't even really know what goes on in here, but I just want to, like, skateboard off the giant green wall.
We know I don't know much, but I do know we can transport ourselves in front of the green screen. We can just go anywhere.
Nice. We got to find somebody who knows how to work it and, like, snap your fingers and just put us somewhere.
Seriously,
like
we got to head somewhere cool.
Yeah.
We're going to work on that. Meantime, let's get to know Jamie Collins right now in this week's Tilted. And by the way, filmed right in front of this green screen.
Something people don't know about me is I'm a true fisherman. The biggest fish I ever caught was probably about 8 or 9 pounds. You know, I'm up out of here. Mouth like this, you know. I like to stick my fist in my fist mouth. I can't leave the house without my chapstick. Keep it everywhere I go, other than my wallet and keys. Right now I have candy cane. It's a new one. I'm trying a new one. You know? Candy cane. I love scary movies. Oh no, they're my favorite movies. If I can go on tour with one artist, it would be Rihanna. Yeah, Rihanna. No, I couldn't dance with her, but you know, I can do a decent job, you know, I can maintain, you know. I'd be a bodyguard. All of the above, everything, whatever she need me to do, makeup.
We have snuck onto the set of Patriots All Access. Probably not supposed to be here, but you know what? This is a set. I want to know where our set is.
This isn't a set. This is the set. Behind me here, Coach Bill Belichick's chair, guys, a.k.a. the GOAT's chair.
That's right. Don't even think about sitting up there. He will find out. The guy knows everything.
I kind of want to sneak up there, but I did steal this helmet.
That is terrible.
What? It's better than that? You know what? Say it to my face. I'm sitting in Bill's chair.
You look good.
I'm over it.
You know what? Go up there. And they're not getting this ball back either. You're not going to give us a set. I'm taking at least a little something. Is it comfortable?
It's a little heavy. I didn't realize it was so heavy.
It is heavy. All right. In the meantime, let's get into some science at Professor Fritz and how they do that. It's all about force. Why am I still sitting on the ground?
Oh, it's a much better view.
This
isn't
is
it?
Nice.
It is.
Professor Fritz.
What a hit. Collisions like that are an exciting part of football. But to understand what's going on, you need to understand force. The push or pull between two objects that changes one object's motion. Try it out. Push a book across a table. See how it moves? You just exerted a force. No, you're not quite ready to fight Darth Vader yet. But you're getting there. There are two categories of force, contact and action at a distance. And we're going to focus on contact forces, one that involves physical contact between interacting objects. There are several types of contact forces. For right now, we'll focus on normal and applied forces. A normal force is a force exerted from a stable object. In this case, the ground is exerting an upward force on the runner, while the runner exerts a downward force on the ground. Applied force is the force exerted from a person or object. In this case, the tackle. Force is directional, just like acceleration and velocity. Now, this is important because opposing forces are noted as negative. And you're going to need that to solve for net force, or the total amount of force acting on an object. If our runner is exerting 9 newtons of force down, and the ground is exerting 9 newtons of force up, the net force is 0 because they cancel each other out. Now, add the force coming from the tackler who pushes the runner with 141.9 newtons of force left. The net force is 141.9 newtons left. When it comes to collisions, force is just the beginning. Now, we're going to break down all the science as the season goes along. But for now, just remember, force is what makes an object speed up or slow down. I'm Professor Fritz. See you next week on How'd They Do That.
Still to come on Totally Patriots.
Oh, man. This is easy.
Watch as James White turns the tables on our students in Totally Challenge.
It's not that bad.
Oh! And
I know this kind of looks like alphabet soup.
Gerard Mayo explains the meaning behind the letters in Totally Playbook.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, count us in. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Oh, hi, it's Chelsea. Welcome back. I know one thing that'll keep you motivated, music. I listen to music in the gym, too. It keeps you going. What I do is I pick 5 of my favorite songs, put them in a playlist, and I'm ready to go. Off to my workout. All right, guys, welcome to the production truck, where I don't know what goes on, but there's a lot of buttons, and I really want to touch one.
Yeah, don't touch anything.
Just one, please. You know I have to. Just one.
Okay, just one.
Oh, the right one.
You did it, too.
Woo!
It was a total gamble. I have no idea what's going
to
happen.
I've been really wanting to touch this lever, but that looks
Leave
a
it
little...
Alone.
I am.
Oh. You already sat in Bill Belichick's chair. We're going to get in enough trouble when the show's done already.
You stop putting me on blast. Gosh, you're the worst.
I want to see if I can figure out which button will bring up Totally Challenged with James White.
Absolutely
Let's get to see what he can do right now. Just one, right?
No, absolutely not.
Fine. I'm going to do it.
No!
It's time now for Totally Challenged. Here's your host, Ashley.
All right, so we know James White can catch a football, but can he handle some truth or challenge? We're about to find out. Here we go.
Truth or challenge?
I'll go challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Show us your best line dancing.
Oh, man. Line dancing, huh? I don't even know. Might need to watch a YouTube video.
No. A tutorial. Need a tutorial. Does anybody else
anybody
know how to
line dance?
Anybody no. give them a little something? No.
That's kind of how to
You're alone.
It's like a little like this.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know how to line dance though.
You look cute in the hat. I think you should leave it on.
I know. I might rock that.
The whole challenge.
I might wear this on game day.
Truth or challenge?
Truth.
Okay. Truth, what feature of yours are you self-conscious about?
That's tough. I'm kind of trying to accept myself as I am.
This is such a girly question.
Yeah, I don't know.
Truth or challenge?
Challenge.
All right. Give us your best cheer.
Got some pom-pom treats. Oh, man.
James, there's 2 pom-poms, so if you want to pass, I mean...
I might pass this one.
Oh.
I can't do this on my own.
Keep the mic.
Oh, man. I don't know no cheers.
What about, give me a P. P, you got your... I mean... Just saying.
A cheer. Oh, I blew with this challenge. You got to give me something.
Let's go, Patriots. Let's go.
Oh.
Let's go, Patriots. Let's go. Let's go, Patriots. Let's go.
Help him out, guys!
I don't know. Oh, man. This is easy. So,
drink pickle juice. Oh.
It's not even fair. Yeah.
Who doesn't like it?
Who doesn't like pickle juice?
Let's, oh.
Oh, yeah, perfect. You blew it.
You did blow it. You blew your cover. Don't forget to cheers,
sir. Oh, I saw you raise your hand.
It's bad luck. Cheers. Don't forget to cheers. There we go. Give a little cheers. Oh. Give a round. Come on, guys. Yeah. Give a little love. Here we go.
It's not that bad.
Oh! Oh, she going to throw up? Throw up. Okay, there we go. We're good.
It's not that bad. Not that bad at all.
All right, guys. One more time. Let's give a big round of applause to James Wood.
Welcome into one of the edit bays, one of the suites here. This is where the show gets put together. We kind of snuck in. What are you doing?
So, Lindsay's only going to be gone for a little bit of time, so I don't have a lot of time. I'm trying to put the pretty filter on myself. See, look, that's what you're doing right here, you creepo.
There is no pretty filter on this, like, $20 million
well,
computer.
Well, you know what? Then I'm going to figure something out, because I have to make myself look tanner.
This is going to be broken. This whole computer system is going to be broken in no time. So if the boss is watching, it wasn't
tell,
me, okay?
Nobody tell.
In the meantime, let's get into this week's Totally Playbook, and it's all about eligible receivers. By the way, eligible receivers, not eligible bachelors. I already know what you're thinking.
Oh, there it is. This could be... No, that's not it. That's not it.
It's your boy Gerard Mayo, and we're back for another week of Totally Playbook. Now we're going to go back to the offensive side of the ball. And I know this kind of looks like alphabet soup up here, but pretty much when you see the Z, the Y, the X, and the U, even the Q, that's just telling people who are the eligible receivers and who are the people that can move. The Q obviously stands for quarterback, the H for halfback. So right here you have just a basic formation. You have a trips formation. And when I say trips, that means there are three receivers on one side of the field. You have your Z, your U, your Y. And on the backside, you have your X receiver who can't move because he's making this an eligible receiver. Here, you have a 20 personnel formation with your H and your F in the backfield and your S, your slot receiver who can move around and do things like that. But your X is usually a big-time receiver who's going to stretch the field vertically, and you have your Z on the other side. So pretty much when you hear these letters, X, S, F, Q, Y, Z, these are just the eligible players out there who are able to go out there and carry the ball and score touchdowns probably for your fantasy football team.
Bose, players, song of the week.
Name is Jordan Richards. My go-to song of the week is Folsom Prison Blues by Johnny Cash. First reason, it was part of the rookie playlist that we had to listen to all last year. Number two, it's talking about Folsom, which is where I'm from and reminds me a little bit of home. And that's why Folsom Prison Blues is my go-to song of the week.
All right, here we are. A little green screen action. I told you we can transport, remember?
I love it. You can make yourself disappear. You can't wear anything green, by the way, because look, my hand just disappeared.
It's gone. I feel like we should go to the moon.
Make it happen.
Let's go to the moon. All right. Are we there?
Oh.
Are we on the moon? We've been waiting for this moment. This is so Instagram worthy.
Moon's kind of boring. Let's go swimming.
Ooh.
Oh.
Look. Whoa. Been waiting for this.
I think we fooled people.
We got to get out of here, though. You know I'm afraid of sharks.
Fair enough. Let's leave. Okay. Time to do some dancing. And this might be your week, by the way, to show us some moves. We could, like, transport to, like, a disco.
Ooh.
Hey. Oh, pump it up. Pump it up. Here we go. Not bad. I think the students can do a little bit better than that, though.
I know.
It's time to show us your celly. I like it in here.
Come on, I love you. Number one.
Loved this tour. This was a blast.
It was.
But I gotta go. As you know, you put a little something green on, such as this.
You're out of here.
And you disappear.
Oh, I have been waiting for this moment secretly the entire season. Romeo with no mouth. That means I can do the rest of the show myself. Excuse me, sir. Okay, guys, let's go watch the top plays from last week's game against Houston. See you next week.
Snap with a three-man rush. Time to throw down the middle. That's intercepted by Jamie Collins. Third down and eight from the 47. Sosweiler drops back, pressured by Shear. He wraps him up, and he takes him down by the shirt tail. A one-handed sack by Jabal Shear. Another give to LeGarrette across the 40 to the 35. 30, he breaks away. 20, 15, 10, 5, end zone. His second touchdown. Gostkowski kicks off left to right. Irvin weaves his way across the 20-yard line, and then he is shoved back and again the ball is loose outside the 20.
Bro, they got celebrating.
It. They got it. Yeah. To the right, play fake by Brissett. He's going to run. Get away to the 25-20, 15-10. Jacoby with a cut at the 5. He's moving ahead. Diving for a